Welcome.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Miami Dolphins are the first team to use the franchise tag when the two-week window opened on Tuesday. Miami choosing to place the tag on wideout Jarvis Landry. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported the tag will pay Landry approximately $16 million and is non-exclusive, allowing him to negotiate with other teams, but it would cost the would-be suitor two first-round draft picks for his rights. Andrew Luck is back to throwing for the first time since having surgery on his shoulder. The Colts QB at the team's town hall says he is at least doing a little bit of throwing, but is focusing on strengthening the muscles around the shoulder and making sure it can handle it. The Bucs have released Doug Martin after six seasons with the team. Martin failed to rush for 450 yards for the second straight season. The move saves Tampa $6.75 million against their cap. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-255-3377. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377. 1-800-255-3377.
504, welcome in, welcome to our number two of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies right now, 1600 AM. That's our historic main gym. You can hear it all across eastern Iowa. 106.3 FM is our south gym in Iowa City, and 107.5 FM is the north gym here in Cedar Rapids. We'll be on all three until 6:30 tonight, and then 1600 AM morphs into the Cyclone Radio Network. John Walters will have the call as the Cyclones take on TCU. Jamie Dixon and the Horned Frogs coming to Hilton Coliseum tonight, looking to solidify their March Madness resume and looking to add another road win to that. Iowa State shorthanded tonight. I'm going to be without Solomon Young and Nick Weiler-Babb. And Donovan Jackson, I believe, is back, so they will have him in uniform tonight, but it's going to be another short bench for Steve Prohm, who joined us yesterday right here on KGYM. If you missed it, you can download the podcast at kgymradio.com. We've got a lot to get to today. Jeremiah Davis, the former Cedar Rapids Gazette sports writer, has a new venture he's going to discuss with us in the third and final hour of the program tonight. We'll also pick his brain a little bit, even though he no longer covers the Iowa men's basketball team. They are in action tonight in Minneapolis, taking on the Golden Gophers, a team that they beat by 18 points at the end of January. Do they have that in them again tonight? Does it really matter? Does anybody care? We'll ask Jeremiah, and we'll certainly discuss it with you as well if you want to reach out to us on the Hertine and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Don't forget, 6 o'clock showdown coming up tonight as well. We've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. They've got three locations. You could spend $10 at the Marion location, and then you could spend another $10 at the downtown Cedar Rapids location. That's cattywampus to the U.S. Cellular Center. I mistakenly said directly across from earlier. I should know better than that. It's about a block and a half up. And then you could spend the remaining $10 at the fountains off of Edgewood. Or you could just, you know, drop the whole $30 gift card in one fell swoop, which is what I would do.
Why is that area called the Fountains? I don't see any fountains over there.
Because the Fountains, it's a nice name. It sounds...
But at least put some fountains
very nice. I think there is at least one fountain. Alex, it's February 21st. Fountains aren't necessarily
flowing in Eastern Iowa right now. At the La Cantina last year, and that was during March Madness, and I went over there during the summer, and I didn't see any fountains. Maybe I'm just missing the fountains, but it just seems weird to call it that and not have fountains.
You're gonna get us in trouble on picture day, and I don't want that to happen.
Not to offend anybody.
Yeah. Todd did enough of that in hour number one, and look, I don't... If there are angry parents out there, I don't want to hear from you. I really don't. I think you're sad and pathetic, and I'm just going to leave it at that. If you're going and complaining and whining about a coach to an administrator, trying to get him fired so that a coach can magically come in and give your less talented child more playing time than somebody who deserves it. I mean, I get it if there's a situation out there where there's a coach who has five kids and he's playing his five kids and four of the five kids look like me out there and those kids are getting playing time over your little boy or girl. Okay, I get it. But there's not a coach alive that would do anything, in my opinion, to not win a game, and that means putting the best players out on the floor at any given time. Right?
Not in their opinion.
Show me a coach that's like, hey, you know what? I'm gonna upset some parents tonight. I'm just gonna throw some kids out there that don't deserve to be out there because, quite frankly, I don't value my job and I want to get fired.
There are coaches out there with poor judgment, but not that would intentionally do that.
It's been a pet peeve of mine for quite some time. I saw that story that Jeff Linder wrote that's online at thegazette.com, and I felt compelled to comment on it. It's what happens when you give somebody a platform. And speaking of commenting on things, I brought this up. I mentioned we were going to get to this here in the second hour. If you have not heard, Rich Eisen revealed today that an unnamed, and thank God it's unnamed, because if the person's name was attached to this, I can only imagine the outrage and the hate mail that would probably be directed to them. An unnamed Major League Baseball executive is told Rich Eisen that MLB is floating the idea of letting a team, if it's trailing in the bottom of the ninth inning, send whoever the hell it wants up to bat.
What? Why?
Because baseball can't get out of its own way. Baseball's dead set on fixing things that don't need fixing. And this, quite frankly, and this is with zero hyperbole on my part, this is the dumbest thing that I have ever, ever heard when it comes to baseball. Just flat out dumb. I have no other... Get me a thesaurus. I could look up a 20 other words, synonyms for dumb. I'm going to use that one particular word. This is dumb. Now, I've come around on a lot of stuff that baseball is looking at doing, and if it were to add the designated hitter to the National League, I wouldn't like it, but I would go along with it. This This is just stupid.
See, I didn't mind the automatic intentional walk thing. I don't know. It doesn't take away or really add anything. It's just sort of there. But that this what does I thought that their goal was to speed up the game. First of all, that doesn't speed up the game, and I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. In football, teams trailing by 7, let's put the ball on the opposing team's 20-yard line.
I'm glad that you brought up things like speeding up the game, because I've done a 180 on all of that. I mean, that it no longer bothers me, because baseball's not trying to get me to watch baseball. I'm going to consume its product regardless. Baseball's trying to get people who aren't fans to watch. And so that's what all of that stuff is about. So you can not like it, and cutting down on mound visits and stuff like that, again, it's a nuisance, and good luck to the umpires that have to police and patrol that. And I think this is just going to be a giant mess, especially early on. But none of that stuff is necessarily directed at getting people who like baseball to watch baseball. We're going to watch anyway. I know they're talking about in the minor leagues and exhibition spring training games, putting a runner on second base if there's a tie, to try to shorten games. Again, if you're not a baseball fan, you're not going to be watching a game in the ninth inning, regardless of whether it's 5-5 or 5-0. You're going to be checked out already. So why the worry about speeding games up at that point? But the idea of, okay, the Cardinals and the Cubs are playing, and let's say, just for the sake of argument, that the Cubs will put the game at Wrigley Field, and the Cardinals are winning 5-3, and the Cubs in the eighth inning have the heart of their order up, okay? And we'll just say Anthony Rizzo or Chris Bryant, somebody hits a jack to make it a one-run game, 5-4. So the ninth inning rolls around, and instead of Addison Russell or whatever lineup Joe Maddon would be trotting out there, who's coming to bat? Run Anthony Rizzo out there again, so maybe he can hit another jack. I've never been a huge fan of calling for anybody to lose their job, but again, it's probably a good idea that this person remains anonymous, because if this is their idea, I think that this is worthy of... You want to ban people from baseball for life.
How would that even
ban
work?
Ban that idiot. Then it just becomes a total free-for-all. Can you imagine...
The ninth inning, you can just bat whoever you want.
Right. Imagine an NBA game where it comes down to free throw shooting, and you can put anybody on the line that you want to.
Well, so you just cancel the order and put whoever you want at the plate.
Right. Well, Dwayne Wade fouled out 5 minutes ago. Yeah, but we want him shooting the free throws. It doesn't work that way.
Are we going to go with the invisible runners and just let people bat over and over again, too?
God bless the ghost runner. Everybody played with ghost runners, right, when they were a kid?
Yes.
And then the automatic out if you hit it to right field, which, now looking back on it, I think we really shot ourselves in the collective foot there, because hitting the ball to the opposite field is not a bad trait.
No.
Yet we were all discouraged from doing it when we were young. Oh, you hit it to right field. We don't have enough kids to play right field, so if you hit it out there, you're out. That's what gets guys to the major leagues, being able to go to all fields. I saw this today, and I thought, I had to check the calendar. I thought it was April 1st already. I thought, are you kidding me? This has to be one of the most short-sighted, stupid ideas. And again, the rest of the stuff, the pitch clock, the cutting down on the mound visits, talking about bringing the bullpen car back. People remember in the 70s, they used to have the golf carts with the team hat on top that would drive the pitcher in from the bullpen. All of that stuff, I think, is annoying, but it's not going to be directed at me again, or you or anybody who likes watching baseball. It's trying to get people out there that find the sport to be boring.
Yeah, but that's not going to direct at any of those people
either. I think
either.
It's going to have an impact that the best thing you could probably say would be negligible. But try it and see what the result is. I get where they're coming from. Is there anybody out there that thinks that this... Okay, well, stop. Is there anybody out there who is a baseball fan that actually likes this idea? 319-366-1600. Actually likes the idea of a team being able to completely ignore the batting order and send whoever it wants. Think about all these great moments in baseball history where guys who aren't exactly power hitters have made names for themselves. Bucky Dent. My apologies to my pal Boston Bo if he is listening. I know Bucky Dent usually is accompanied by an expletive for Red Sox fans. If that's the case, you think Bucky Dent is batting in that particular instance, I believe off of Mike Torres, if my memory serves me correct? No. No, who do you think the Yankees are going to put in the batter's box there? Not Bucky Dent. And that's part of the beauty of baseball is you never know when that 219 punch and Judy hitter is going to come up big. I watched MLB Network, the piece that they did recently, the one-hour program on the Atlanta Braves of the 1990s, and I hadn't necessarily forgotten all about him, but reminded of him. Francisco Cabrera was one of the big stars of that series between the Braves and the Pirates in the National League Championship Series. I think Francisco Cabrera is batting in that moment with this rule.
You think Pete Cosma is batting in that moment against the Washington Nationals in 2012? No, I just had to throw that out there. But no.
What's Pete Cosma doing? Is he still kicking around somewhere, or is he over in Korea where he probably has an endorsement deal?
I don't know the answer to that, but coming up in the eighth inning.
Any other organization drafts Pete Rizzo Cosma, he doesn't even make it to the
Bryant.
Majors.
Well, he was a first-round pick. He was a first,
right, but what I'm saying is any other organization, that's a total miss. The Cardinals at least developed him into a major leaguer, albeit not a very good one.
And then he had one moment in the sun.
And then Pete Cosma's dad was going down to Tony La Russa and arguing that he should play more.
No, that was...
Matheny.
That was...
whoever was managing...
Colby Rasmus.
Yeah. And again, a great example. Colby Rasmus's dad was a former minor league player who, if I recall correctly, never made it above A ball. And, oh yeah, his kid's a superstar. Well, he's an okay player, not a superstar. I remember seeing him he was a teenager when he came through the Midwest League with Quad Cities was the Cardinals affiliate at that time. I remember being very impressed by Colby Rasmus. I thought, man, the Cardinals have a guy who's going to be in the big leagues for 10, 15 years right there. Not in their uniform. 319-366-1600. Your silence on this speaks volumes. I can't find a baseball fan. I haven't looked at the text line. Is anybody on the text line claiming to be a baseball fan?
No.
That says this is a good idea?
No.
Or is everybody out there a parent who thinks that their kids should play more and I've alienated the entire listening audience today?
I just don't understand how that would work. What if you go into extra innings? Do you just leave off? Do you start the 10th inning?
Okay, well, we're going to go into extra innings, and then we're going to put whoever you want up to bat, and then we're going to put a runner on second base, and which, as numerous people, including Brett Taylor from Bleacher Nation, the outstanding Cubs-centric website, have pointed out, what's going to happen to a baseball game if they put a runner on second base to start the 10th inning? A bunt.
Yeah,
so you want more offense, you want more excitement, and you're going to start with a runner on second base. You're setting up a situation where there's going to be a bunt to lead. That's not exciting. That's kind of going against what you're looking to accomplish there. But the exciting news is baseball is right around the corner. The spring training games start in earnest on Friday, and Major League Baseball announced today, I don't know if you saw this or not, but they're going to allow players to wear the hats of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas baseball team, and they can wear them in the exhibition game, the spring training game, if they wish to. That being Anthony Rizzo's alma mater, where the school shooting took place recently. Part of me is like, okay, there's just another empty gesture, and throw it on the bonfire. You know, every empty gesture is a log, and all of a sudden we've got a bonfire going. And then part of me looks at that and says, okay, that is, it's a nice way to honor the memory and keep that discussion going. But it's just empty gesture after empty gesture nowadays. And that's, in my opinion, just another one. A little bit of public relations. It does keep people talking about it, which I think is good. I think it's healthy. But at the end of the day, what do wearing those caps do? And bring anybody back to life? 319-366-16. I'm jaded. I'm a jerk. I'm a bad person. I admit that I own all of those things. But that's what I think of when I look at that. Okay, nice gesture. Doesn't change anything. And we're very good about talking about things up to the point where we need to make a change with something. And then in action. And the same can be said about all these rules with baseball. And talk about it, talk about it, talk about it, and then it's going to come time to make a change. Cold feet. Squeeze in a phone call. Let's go to Wade. Wade, what's up? What do you want to talk about?
How are you guys doing today? I'm pulling off the road here because I'm on the hills of Indian Hills of Cedar Rapids. I have bad signal problems down by my home, but I heard you gentlemen talking about the new proposed baseball rules and all the dynamics they're trying to do with the game. I played Little League Baseball, and then that's where it stopped for me, but I'm kind of a baseball purist. My dad played town ball and was a real good player and grew up with the Cubs. Finally remember the 69 season, so I'm not saying I'm a baseball expert. I enjoy the game, but I'm kind of a purist from that respect. I just believe that the rules are really good the way they are, and I think that would kind of ruin the purity of the baseball game. Looking back on all the games that I've watched in my lifetime, and all the games that I've enjoyed, in the World Series and everything, and it just doesn't seem like it's the right direction to go if you want to speed up the game or make it more exciting or whatever their motivations are.
I appreciate the phone call, Wade. Yeah, what it does is it alienates people who already like the game. So I know you're trying to bring people in that are new to the sport, or you're trying to grow the fan base, but at the same time, try to keep the people in the seats and in front of the TV sets that already enjoy watching the game. And okay, for instance, you put a runner on second base. That's going to artificially inflate their statistics, right? If
yes.
They score a run, how do you factor that into their on-base percentage? But they
count.
Automatically they get credited for a run. How about you put a runner on second base and you go to this crazy rule where you can send in, and Giancarlo Stanton comes up and he knocks in 13 more runs because there's a guy on second base already than he normally would have had the opportunity to. Then baseball, which is, baseball records are sacred. We all know that. That's the reason why Barry Bonds is not in the Hall of Fame right now. Everybody holds baseball's records to be sacred. How do you look at that and say, okay, that's a legitimate, a guy finishes the season with a new record for runs scored, and he scored 21 of them as a pinch runner or an automatic runner, and I don't know.
See, and a text,
you're getting too crazy for me.
A texter brought this up, and I'm, our text line, it's hard to scroll down. I can't find the comment exactly, but
which is good because it means a lot of people are commenting.
I think Major League Baseball is completely missing the boat on what it would take to get younger people back in the game. And I think they need to take a page out of the NBA's book. And what does the NBA do better than really any other league? They market their stars. The NBA, you know, everybody around the globe knows who the superstars in the NBA are. And it's kind of makes that tribal following for people to latch on, even if they're not, they don't have a vested interest in it. And when people ask why the NBA is soaring, that's the reason why. And right now, baseball has so many of those guys that they could do it with. You have Aaron Judge. You have Giancarlo Stanton and Mike Trout and Bryce Harper. And I could go on and on and on, and Clayton Kershaw. So I just never understood why those guys are not marketed more than they are.
Let's try to squeeze in a couple more phone calls here. Brett in Fairfax has been with us for a minute or so. Brett, what's your take on this?
Well, Todd, I'm a longtime Indians fan here in Cedar Rapids, and every time I hear about MLB trying to change the rules and make the game more fun, I think that allegedly the balls are being juiced or whatever it is. I think the past two World Series have been the most entertaining things I've ever watched in baseball, and I just don't understand why we need to keep changing the game and why we can't just have our like the baseball the way it is.
You're not going to get any argument from me there. And, you know, the regular season is the regular season, but the last two World Series have been fantastic. I'm partial to 2016 myself, but last year's between the Astros and the Dodgers was very good. Do we have time for Matt?
We
make the call here. We do have time for Matt. What are your thoughts, Matt?
Real quick, I agree 100% with the last caller. Okay, here's my thought. What about TV? And I know there's so much revenue in TV, but what about not always showing the Yankees on ESPN all the time or on MLB Network? Or in Iowa, there's not a lot of Yankee fans. You know, I mean, there are, but there's not, you know, diehard Yankee fans. Like, you have your Cubs, your Brewers, or whatever. But show more games. Put the Pirates on more. Put the Seattle Mariners on or the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I know some people in these parts of the country don't care about those teams, but maybe draw more interest to get people to start liking those teams. And like you guys said, marketing those players. Market a J.D. Martinez now, or market, you know, some other players and try to get it that way to try to get more kids interested in it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, and the NFL's tried that with Thursday Night Football, Monday Night Football, and they try to get every team on TV. And, you know, then what are we talking about? Nobody wants to watch the Browns and the Titans, right?
Right.
But can you imagine you put Mike Trout? What's the biggest knock on Mike Trout? He plays for the Angels.
He's been playing on bad
teams. On the West Coast. Yeah. You put him in a Yankees uniform or a Red Sox uniform on the East Coast, he'd be a superstar. A marketable superstar. Baseball doesn't know what to do with Mike Trout. They don't know what to do with Bryce Harper, who is a superstar on the East Coast.
Very marketable superstar at that.
He's going to look good in a Cubs uniform in a couple years. And I'm saying that just to get a rise out of all the people who hate the Cubs. 529. A guy who does not hate the Cubs, loves them, in fact, is our producer, Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa men have lost 5 in a row since their win over Minnesota over 3 weeks ago, and tonight they've got the Golden Gophers again, this time on the road. A loss tonight would match the most conference losses of the Fran McCaffrey era, but the Hawkeyes did have one of their best performances of the season in that 94-80 victory on January 30th. Tip-off's going to be at 8 o'clock. The Iowa women, on the other hand, will be going for their 6th straight victory tonight at Rutgers, and a win would at least keep them in contention for a share of the Big Ten title. That game's going to start at 6. The UNI men got their first conference road victory of the season last night, 68-63 at Valpo. Bennett Cook had an incredibly efficient night, scoring a game-high 25 points on a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor, and that actually put him past the 1,000-point mark in his career. Former Panther and current Chicago Bears defensive back DeAndre Hall received 6 months probation earlier this month after he pled guilty to charges stemming from a bar fight at Sharky's in Cedar Falls last March. He is still a member of the Bears. We're going to be on the FMs only beginning at 6:30 because we've got Iowa State hosting TCU. The Cyclones want some revenge for a 96-73 walloping earlier this season, but they'll have to do it without the injured Solomon Young and the shutdown Nick Weiler-Babb. Tip-off's going to be at 7, and you can hear it on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. And then after the show, we'll have Louisville at number 5 Duke. That's going to be at 7:30 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Alex, do you know what's coming up in a few minutes?
Woohoo!
That's right. You're going to give our listeners your 8th Olympic update, and I have a feeling that this is chock full of medal nuggets.
You are correct.
Because the U.S., it was a good 24 hours for the United States, and we got some big events coming up
and
tonight
there were,
as well.
I will say there was some bad news.
Okay.
There's a lot of good news, a little bit of bad news.
You take the good, you take the bad. Somebody once sang that.
More good than bad, though.
5:31, we're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, more of the Todd Brolkamp Show, an Alex Kuhn Olympic update. Woo-hoo. After this.
Cedar Valley Entertainment presents Saturday, June 23rd. Live at the U.S. Cellular Center in Cedar Rapids, T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones. Tickets on sale now at the U.S. Cellular Center box office, Ticketmaster.com, or by calling 1-800-745-3000. T-Pain, Ja Rule, and Mike Jones at the U.S. Cellular Center, Saturday, June 23rd. Get your tickets now.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, save on just what you need to take care of your home. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's right, 25% off on the product of your choice. And only Ace has the brands you love and the advice you trust. So hurry in and get your 25% savings now through Monday only at your neighborhood Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-902-5454. That's 800-902-5454. 800-902-5454.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
Ah, the horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent.
What?
And a low APR.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Welcome back in, 5:36, and I'm in the middle of a fantasy baseball draft that's been going on for weeks, and I'm...
Major league or minor league?
Well, we're drafting minor league guys right now, and I'm a little disappointed because I think my roster is full, and Tim Tebow is still out there. I didn't get a chance to draft him and add him to my team. But hey, Sandy Alderson, the general manager of the Mets, says he thinks Tim Tebow is going to play in the majors at some point this season.
So let me get this straight. What we're talking about when it comes to Major League Baseball right now is the possibility of having anybody, having the teams decide who bats in the ninth inning and Tim Tebow being a Major League Baseball player.
What could be more interesting? Major League Baseball wants to really think outside the box. You can put anybody up to bat that you want, but they can't be a baseball player. Maybe that doesn't rule out Tebow.
So like at Dodger Stadium, pull Larry
LeBron,
King out of the stands?
Oh, what better way to get ESPN to actually care about baseball than to bring LeBron in? LeBron now batting for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Number 23, LeBron James. It's LeBron James. Oh, my God. No, not happening. Or you go the alternate route. You can put anybody at the plate you want to as long as that person is Tim Tebow. Tebow just goes from ballpark to ballpark, and your fortunes come down to what Tim Tebow does.
Oh, that would be awful. You're going to lose.
Guy's going to hit 223 in AA for the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, and he's going to be up by the All-Star break because who else do the Mets have to play? And they're going to sell a ton of jerseys and more power to them.
This was the team that you picked to win the World Series last year.
I picked them to get to the World Series last year. Yeah, that was...
How the mighty have fallen.
We've got a poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com, and it's a tie-in to a discussion that's going on with a couple Chicago teams, but also with Mark Cuban and his comments that he made recently about the Dallas Mavericks. The best thing that the Mavericks can do right now is lose.
Yep.
And he's talking about the NBA draft lottery and trying to improve his team's odds to get a high pick in the lottery. The NBA has fined him $600,000. And as somebody much wittier than I am tweeted earlier today, the first rule of Tank Club is don't talk about tanking. He publicly said what many owners are privately thinking about doing or privately directing their personnel people to do, which is lose. But because he said it out loud, oh God, we've got to pretend like this is a huge thing. We're going to fine Mark Cuban $600,000. Should professional leagues take steps to prevent teams from tanking? Yes or no? It's our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. You can find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. And I think you're going to see this curtailed eventually because it's not just one or two teams doing it. And, oh, this is novel. And look, it took 5 or 6 years, but the Cubs win the World Series. The Astros win the World Series. Now, as I've said on this program before, when 10 teams do it, somebody's got to wind up with that 10th overall draft pick. And you're not getting a Chris Bryant or a LeBron James with the number 10 pick, unless you're really, really lucky. So I think you're going to start to see this curtailed a little bit.
See, in the NBA, I don't know what you do. They've already tried to. There's an NBA draft lottery. Tanking doesn't ensure you get the number one pick. I don't know what you tell NBA team. Oh, you guys must win. I don't know what steps can be taken in the NBA that already haven't been taken. And I just think it's going to be the case of you can think it, but don't say it. I understand where the league is coming from in this situation because it's their product. It's their it's their fault, I guess, if they have teams that aren't putting forth the best effort or the fans don't think that everything's on the up and up. And when you have a team that's actively saying that or trying to lose or saying that it's better for us to lose, that's not good for their fan base or for the product as a whole.
Up and Up, not an official ad for Target, even though that is the name of their store brand. We've got somebody on the text line before we move on to what Alex is just chomping at the bit to get to. Somebody on the text line wants to know about the bus trip we're taking. KGYM taking a bus trip to Wrigley Field May 12th. It is a Saturday. We don't know the game time yet, and probably won't for quite some time, but the Cubs are playing the White Sox that day at Wrigley Field. $150 gets you round-trip transportation to and from Chicago, the ticket to the game, some swag, and basically the experience of going to see a Cubs-White Sox game with a bunch of people who listen to KGYM. And if you've listened and know some of our texters, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? The people who listen to the station, they're fine people. Fine, upstanding human beings who will consume alcohol responsibly and not get anybody in trouble. Nobody will be left behind. We are like the military. We will not leave a man or woman behind.
No adults left behind.
Especially at the DeKalb Oasis, which is a stop on the way home, I believe. Not on the way there, but we're stopping at the Oasis on the way back. It's $150 a person, and that covers everything. Like we said, transportation, you're not paying for parking, you're not paying for tolls. And the ticket itself, they're good seats. They're in the 200 level, third baseline. I feel like I'm repeating myself every time I talk about this. But the ticket itself right now on the secondary market, and they could come down because the White Sox are not going to be very good this year.
I'm looking at it right now.
You are right now. So what's the latest on the pricing situation?
Now,
for the
I believe our tickets are in section 211
or 209?
In section 211, they're sold out at this point in the secondary market, but the cheapest ticket on the either side of us is $175.
There you go. A bargain at $150. And again, you got to think of it like this. I've been to Chicago dozens of times for games. You drive there. You drive back. You pay for the tolls. You pay for the parking. There's a lot of pain in the rear end things associated with going to and from a game. This, you get on the bus, you go to the game, you get on the bus, you come home. I'm really hoping that this takes off. And by the way, if we sell out the first bus, I have been told that we will be taking a second bus. So we're right now working on selling out the first bus. You can help us by buying your tickets early by going to KGYMradio.com, and I certainly am looking forward to seeing many of you. And you do not have to be a Cubs fan. You do not have to be a White Sox fan. You don't even have to be a baseball fan if you just want to come hang out with us.
One of the frequently asked questions.
Alex is buying beers for everybody.
No, that was only at the Liberty.
Okay. That was the Liberty Bowl.
One of the frequently asked questions is, can people bring their kids? And the answer is yes. But people under the age of 18 do need adult supervision. They can come, but they need adult supervision because, like you said, our motto is we're babysitting adults, not children.
We have somebody on the text line wondering when we're going to get to what they are listening for right now. And the correct answer is right now. Time for, I can't believe this is number 8 already.
Alex, time flies when you're having fun.
Alex Kuhn, Olympic update, number 8.
So let's start with history being made for the USA. Keegan Randall and Jesse Diggins made history last night as the first Americans to be on top of the podium in any cross-country skiing event, claiming gold in the women's sprint freestyle. That was one of 4 medals won by the USA last night. 2 silvers were claimed as the U.S. women claimed a silver medal in speed skating team pursuit, which is the first Olympic medal in women's speed skating in 16 years since the games were in Salt Lake City. And the USA women won a silver in the 2-woman bobsled. Lindsey Vonn, in her final downhill ski, won the bronze medal and became the oldest female skier to win a medal in Olympics history. That's the good news. The bad news: the USA men's hockey team has been eliminated. They were at a gridlock with a second-seeded Czech Republic at 2-2. They went into a 10-minute overtime, and then they lost in the shootout. They went 0-5 in the shootout, and their Olympics are over. Tonight, it is a big matchup, one of the best rivalries in the Olympics. The United States and Canada meet in the gold medal match. They have met in they've met in 5 of 6 Olympics since the sport of women's hockey was introduced in Nagano in 1998. It has been four straight gold medals for Canada, despite the fact that the U.S. has won four straight world championships. Canada has dominated the Olympics, and U.S. is trying to make up for blowing a 2-0 lead in the gold medal game just 4 years ago in Sochi, and also Lindsey Vonn against Michaela Schifrin in the women's combined downhill ski event, which could be the last event in Lindsey Vonn's career in her Olympics, and the men's halfpipe freestyle skiing. We're looking at a possible American sweep of the podium.
Time and channel for the women's hockey tonight?
9:10.
9:10 Central.
Central time. NBC Sports Network.
NBC Sports Network, so I can't just watch it on.
Or is it 10:10?
Uh-oh. We've confused Alex. Time zones. Uh-oh.
I think it's
9:10. Can we get a ruling on this? Alex did not stick the landing there. We're going to have to deduct some points.
Unless it is 9:10.
Unless it is.
And I'm just second-guessing myself. But that would wait for that one.
That would be a huge upset.
I think it would just be more of the U.S. getting the monkey off their back, because I do think they have the better team than Canada does, but they have found ways and in every way possible to lose to Canada in the gold medal match. And they played better than them in the preliminary round. They outshot them 46-23, and they lost 2-1, and there was some controversy as the second goal for Canada came on an offside play. I think it's going to be a hell of a hockey game. And it's just kind of about the mental hurdle that the U.S. women's team will have, because they've been thinking about that 2-0 lead that they blew in the final 2 minutes of that game in Sochi. So I think it's going to be a very good game, and it could go either way.
Now, I believe Kyle has filled us in here. We've got the correct time.
10:10?
On the game tonight. It is 10:10 Central.
Okay, so The U.S. men's team was at 9:10 last night. The U.S. women at 10:10 tonight. And on NBC Sports Network.
Okay, so one of the marquee events tonight. Hockey is one of the big go-tos for the Winter Olympics.
Yes.
And the U.S., the women, have a chance to... I mean, when you think about it, that's... I'm trying to think of a good example here where you have a...
It's Red Sox Yankees
in the rivalry dominating for a very long period of time, and the other team finally breaks through and wins.
That's what I equate it to. It's the Red Sox against the Yankees in the late 90s and then into the 2000s, where the Red Sox were very good. They had teams that you thought, oh, well, maybe they're better than the Yankees, and they would always find a way to lose to the Yankees until finally they broke through. And it's not going to be a talent. There's no talent gap. These teams are as equal as they come. In fact, U.S. might have more scoring firepower than Canada does, but for whatever reason, they have not been able to beat the Canadians.
319-366-1600. That is the Jerry Ass.
Hockey guy. Hockey guy wants us to talk hockey until we talk hockey. Who do you got tonight, hockey guy? USA, Canada, sunny in Iowa City.
Is the money not, I mean, the easy money would be to say Canada wins. Right?
I guess.
Now, I keep going back to this baseball thing the U.S. loses in a shootout, right?
Yes, last night against the Czech Republic.
And the baseball equivalent with this stupid, silly thing they're talking about is you could have anybody that you wanted to shoot all five shots, I guess.
In the shootout?
Yeah.
Well, no, it has to be a different for the first... They do a five-round shootout, so it has to be a different person each time, but if it goes beyond the five-person shootout, then you can have whoever you want in the Olympic play.
So they have sort of a version of what baseball's talking about. Sort of, but you've got to jump through a ton of hoops to get there.
Oh, Josh in Iowa City. You know, I was in the wagering mood coming into the day about this U.S.-Canada rivalry. I think the USA is going to get over the hump. Josh in Iowa City says, oh, Canada, when Canada wins tomorrow, you have to play our anthem tomorrow on the air. So I'm willing to make a wager, Josh. We just got to come to terms.
We're making that wager on behalf of the entire country, though. I don't feel comfortable with that. But I've alienated parents of high school athletes today. I really don't want to alienate United States citizens, because there's way more United States citizens than Canadians listening to this program.
If the U.S. wins, what do we get?
Well, then we'll just play another clip from Old School like we opened the program with today. One of my all-time favorite movies opened in theaters on this day 15 years ago. And if I do say so myself, one of Will Ferrell's best movies, because he's not necessarily the star. He's not trying to headline that movie. It was a good collaborative effort. And Frank the Tank was a great character, and he played it extremely well. And quite frankly, I think of him every time I go to Olive Garden, which, as you know, in Cedar Rapids, as a resident of the city of Cedar Rapids, is quite often. I think we're required to. It's on the census in Cedar Rapids every 10 years. They want to know how many times you've eaten there. 552 Mentality, lowtusa.com. That's a website to go to learn more about what it is the folks at Mentality do. It's a men's health clinic located in North Liberty, primarily treating men for low testosterone. What they do is they have testosterone replacement therapy, which is a safe, reliable way to raise the level of testosterone in your body. What is testosterone? Well, it's a naturally occurring chemical. Every man has testosterone. But as you age, your testosterone levels can dip. Sometimes if they go low enough, you start to see the effects in your everyday life. Maybe you get a little bit more forgetful. Maybe you have less energy when you get home from work. Maybe you have less energy at work. Start carrying an extra 10 or 15 pounds. No matter how hard you work out, you just can't get rid of it. All of those things could be symptoms, signs you're suffering from low testosterone. So maybe you go get checked out. You can do it by simply making an appointment online, lowtusa.com. Check them out in North Liberty. They can give you a little blood test and tell you whether or not you're a candidate for testosterone replacement therapy. Mentality and lowtusa.com. 553. Quick timeout. Back with more of the Todd Brolecamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this. It's at the home show.
Looking for the latest products and services for your home and garden? Look no further than the 39th annual Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show, Friday, February 23rd through Sunday, February 25th at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Get lots of great ideas, consult with home improvement experts, and expand your knowledge as you visit exhibits and attend the seminars. Plus, Papa Balloon will be there making fun balloon creations for the kids.
At the home show!
The house of your dreams is just a home show away. So stop by the Cedar Rapids Home and Builder Show at the Hawkeye Downs Expo Center in Cedar Rapids. Show hours are 4 to 8 Friday, 10 to 6 Saturday, and noon to 5 Sunday. Admission is just $5 and children under 12 are free. So bring the whole family. Sponsored by the Greater Cedar Rapids Housing and Building Association.
Ideas to make your house a home.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Whether it's a new garage or a kitchen remodel, you'll get 11% off all of it. The bigger the project, the bigger the savings. There's no limit to how much you can save with 11% off everything now at Menards. 11% savings are a mail-in rebate. Good through February 24th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Welcome back in, almost to the end of hour number two. Hour number three has for you a 6 o'clock showdown and the chance for you to take home a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. That gift card good for any of the three La Cantina locations here in the Cedar Rapids and Marion area. And Jeremiah Davis going to stop by as well. He's going to give you more than 90 seconds of NASCAR talk tonight, because it's what he's doing for a living now. He's going to tell us a little bit about his project and maybe, just maybe, share some thoughts on Iowa and Minnesota. The Hawkeyes getting ready to tip off in about 2 hours with the Golden Gophers at Williams Arena. Kyle's going to tell you all about that and more on another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
The Iowa men have lost five in a row since their win over Minnesota over 3 weeks ago, and tonight they've got the Golden Gophers again, this time on the road. A loss tonight would match the most conference losses of the Fran McCaffrey era, but the Hawkeyes did have one of their best performances of the year in that 94-80 victory on January 30th. Tip-off is at 8 o'clock. The Iowa women, on the other hand, will be going for their sixth straight victory tonight at Rutgers, and a win would at least keep them in contention for a share of the Big Ten title. That game's going to be getting started in just a few minutes. The UNI men got their first conference road victory of the season last night, 68-63 on the road at Valpo. Bennett Cook had an incredibly efficient night, scoring a game-high 25 points on a perfect 8-for-8 from the floor, and that actually put him past the 1,000-point mark in his career. Former Panther and current Chicago Bears defensive back DeAndre Hall received 6 months probation earlier this month after pleading guilty to charges stemming from a bar fight at Sharky's in Cedar Falls last March. He is still a member of the Bears. We're going to be on the FMs only beginning at 6:30 because we've got Iowa State hosting TCU. The Cyclones want some revenge for a 96-73 walloping earlier this season, but they'll have to do it without the injured Solomon Young and the shutdown Nick Weiler-Babb. Tip-off's going to be at 7, and you can hear that on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. And then after the show, we'll have Louisville at number 5 Duke at 7:30 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym.
Hertin & Stocker Jewelers in Iowa City has been in business for over 70 years. They are proud to sponsor the KGYM text line. That number, 319-366-1600. You can use it to reach out to us anytime during local programming. The 6 o'clock showdown and more on the way in hour number 3.
Message and data rates.